Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Awesome. So welcome back to Awesome Today. I'm your host, Meg Teets, joined today by my husband and co-conspirator. What?
I've not agreed to any of this.
I think you agreed
years
ago.
Are we recording?
Yeah. Can't you see
it? I said that really convincingly. You were like, yeah, of course I know we're recording.
Oh.
I'm sitting with a microphone in my face staring at a computer.
Okay. Why are you wondering? Oh, because you don't want to be on record as being, well, my co-conspirator.
I was playing a role convincingly,
clearly,
but not convincingly enough that you knew what the hell I was doing, so Yep, just call me Taylor Swift.
Were you playing the role of
no you have to call me Taylor Swift.
Okay, Taylor, were you playing the role of a member of Congress in the TikTok hearings?
It's possible.
My very favorite thing is, now, I haven't watched the footage, so I can only trust TikTok to tell me the truth about these hearings. But apparently one of the members of our Congress asked if TikTok uses Wi-Fi.
Yes, yes.
I can't stop laughing about it.
It was beautiful because he felt quite sure that he was walking this poor executive into some trap.
Yes.
So TikTok, use Wi-Fi. Like, he doesn't know, the congressman doesn't actually know what either of those two things are,
right, TikTok or Wi-Fi. Yes.
But he was like, gotcha now.
What do you think's going to happen? Are they going to ban TikTok?
I don't know. I don't know. I saw, and I shared it with you, I think, at least, or talked about it. I saw this a couple weeks ago. It came up again here within the last 48 hours. I think, though, on YouTube, interestingly enough, it was an interview somebody had done with somebody, and the guy was talking about, like, what's really the issue here?
Yeah, what is the issue?
Well, because is TikTok doing something that Facebook or Google...
You want to say Meta, but then you don't want
then
to
I'm
say
like,
Meta.
Then I'm like, no, I'm not going to
acknowledge
that.
Yes.
Are they doing something differently?
I mean, they're doing something differently in that they're doing it better, but...
Okay, well, that was the whole point.
Oh, okay. But no, in that terms was, of data yeah. collection, no.
That was the whole point, is that here this group that put together TikTok came out of nowhere. They provided a thing people actually want to do,
yes.
can't not do,
yes.
can't wait to do,
yes.
and everybody else is failing miserably at that. And these guys are like, out of nowhere, no ads, no... They didn't need anything. They just built a better mousetrap.
Yes.
And everybody's pissed about it.
Well, who's everybody?
The companies that aren't doing it well. And so they're lobbying and
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, speaking of creating a product that people actually do want to do and don't use out of obligation or because it's so embedded in our lives now that you can't get by without it, In the past couple of days, I was experiencing a moment of where I had lost my inner pleasantness to mm-hmm. speak a language with which you're familiar.
Yes, yes.
And my mind went
That's another way to say that is, I lost my shit.
Yes. Yes. And my mind went to, I just wanted something comforting in that moment. And I just like, in less than a split second of thought, I thought, I would like to curl up with my phone, open TikTok, and just watch some Taylor Swift TikToks.
I was just going to say you wanted to watch Swift Talks.
I did. Yes.
You like that.
I
it took
love
you a minute
that.
To actually listen to me and hear what I said, Swift and talks. Now you're like, good gosh.
Yeah. I have trained my algorithm so successfully in this moment in time. I'm so pleased with myself. Because
you get dogs and Taylor Swift, and that's it?
I'm not even getting dogs anymore.
Ooh.
I get the occasional, TikTok does know, I do still like books and reading, and so I get the occasional book talk. But it's like 9 out of 10 TikToks in the feed are Taylor Swift oriented.
You should start dog reactions to Taylor Swift.
With Izzy, she'd be the best one at it, I think.
Yeah, if any of them could.
That's funny. Okay, well, we are here in the last Monday of the March of 2023.
In the March.
Yeah. How are you feeling?
The March
about that?
Of Ides.
Yes.
How Ides, do I feel about it?
The Ides of March are past us. We made it through that.
That's why we're in the,
no one stabbed
the March of Ides at yes. this point. We're on the other side.
Yeah.
I want to back up. I had one other comment to make around the TikTok hearings.
Oh, yeah, please do. I guess because we never really got to the thing of whether or not you think they're going to ban it.
That I can't answer.
You really don't know.
That I can't answer. What I think is comical is who the, what do you call them? The major U.S. groups who are doing the same thing less good,
yeah.
who they employed in their defense,
yeah.
honestly, is predominantly conservative
oh, yeah.
people, which, don't kid yourself, as dumb as conservatives may seem at times, mm-hmm. they're thrilled at this opportunity because if they can hamstring TikTok in a major way, all that does is lay the precedent to finally get their hands around the throat of Facebook and Google and all oh. these other places. And I don't think Facebook and Google get that.
Everyone here is a double agent. Never
all the
forget.
Time. Everywhere, all the time, all at once, everything, something.
Yeah, you nailed that movie title.
I pretty much wrote a dissertation just now.
I can't...
With Crayolas.
Mm-hmm. I can't allow myself to imagine a reality where we don't have TikTok. Like, I just...
But can you imagine one without Facebook?
Yeah. I mean, it would be difficult in the sense that our main hub of community for Sort of Awesome would go away, but we'd find a way to make it work. There's other places.
Community finds a way to happen. One time yes. the community center burned down. Do you think everybody quit going to play checkers and... talking trash about their neighbors?
No.
No, they just found a new place.
That's right.
Next building over.
That's right. I thought you were going to say next door, like the next door app.
Oh.
Next well, door app is where place. Facebook drama, I mean, Facebook is like, we could never.
Right, we wouldn't want to.
When it comes to the drama on the next door.
I mean, do you want to be Geraldo Rivera, or do you want to be Jerry Springer? Or do you want to be Dr. Phil? Or do you want to be Judge Judy?
That's,
you got to pick who you want to be.
That is the Mount Rushmore.
It's true. Of trash.
TV. entertainment in the form of authority. How funny. Okay. Let's talk about some watches as we round out the month of March.
I took mine off earlier when I was cooking.
Okay. So you can't wear it. You can't watch it while you're recording. You can't watch your watch.
It's true.
You don't have a watchable watch. You have an old school watch.
Well, you have to watch it for a while to figure out if it's still working or not, or if you need to wind it.
Truth. It's very true. Okay. You made an incredible, one might even say awesome, discovery in the past week. Came across your desk via CNET.
Yeah. I love CNET. I forgot how much I loved it. I haven't been there in a while. We were strangers.
CNET has interesting shit. True or false?
It depends who you want to ask.
No. You say true because the reason
true.
I put this in the notes is we sat down to visit earlier this week.
And that's how I let
fresh
off.
Fresh out of the gate. Literally, as we're sitting down, you were like, you know, CNET has some interesting shit. I can't
it's
say interesting
true.
Today.
It's, well, that's true as well.
Interesting.
They do.
What did you find?
Well, I feel like we need to take our time with this and take a step back. Previously, not on Lost, but in my life, which sometimes feels lost, I would have only ever kind of accidentally ended up at CNET when I was looking for a review on some item. And they do have some great reviews.
And they do have some items.
On some items. Not all the items. All the time. Some of the items, some of the places, some of the times.
All at once. Okay.
All at some of the time.
Yeah.
I don't know what inspired me, but I was just like, you know what I want to do is find CNET, the site proper. I'm actually going to type the URL instead of ending up there on accident through a search for a review on butt pimple popping devices or something random that we look for. I've never bought one of those.
No, but they probably do have a review for them.
I would guess they do. It's a digital one, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Also takes butt pics while you're doing it, if that's your thing.
And it is somebody's theme.
Yes. There's OnlyFans for that. I went there and I started looking and going through their categories and stuff. And one of the headlines for one of the articles was like, hang on, I want to read it exactly.
Oh, gosh.
I want to read it exactly. Is that okay with you?
This really puts me on the spot. I got to do a little soft shoe, a little tap dance routine while you look up the exact headline.
It's right here. Put it back in your pants.
All
right. If your Netflix binges feel boring, try Hidden Codes for a good time.
Dang. No wonder you clicked on it.
Yeah, I did. I was like, what? Is there a part of Netflix I'm unaware of?
And it's a good time.
It is a good time. What is this?
What did we find? We found that there is a site. No, first of all, back up. There is a feature, a hidden feature of the Netflix algorithm.
It's not so much a feature as it is just it's like an Easter egg in the code.
Yep.
So the way that I'm going to steal part of the thunder, I'm going to hand it back. The way Netflix would, as this explains it, internally operate is that they have a number system that corresponds to different genre, subgenre. That's how the algorithm's built. Now, you don't see that.
Right.
But somehow, what can you do?
You can enter those numeric codes into the search bar on Netflix.
Yeah.
And Netflix then is forced to show you all of the titles it has in that category. Not just the ones it has picked for you based on your algorithmic choices.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you get to see it all, full Netflix Monty.
Let's just say you like to watch nature documentaries on Netflix.
Maybe I do, maybe I don't.
Okay, let's say you do.
What's the code for it?
I don't know right offhand, of course, because I don't have them memorized.
Dare you?
Let's say that you watch 5, 6, 7, 8 of them, and then you're like, well, how come Netflix never shows me any new documentary choices? I've seen all of these.
Because that's not how they get paid as well. They want you to watch 30 seconds of a show and count it as a view towards something because of the preview.
Indeed.
And you went to the bathroom, so it played twice. You've watched this show twice. Now here, if you liked this, you should watch this other thing. And you're like, I don't know what happened. I never watched that.
Exactly. So what happens then is if you enter these codes, then you get the full Monty. You get the full access to every nature documentary. They've gotten their catalog.
Yeah, as though you were secret engineering staff at Netflix. You got all the things.
And where would one go to find such a...
Is it netflix-codes.com?
It is.
Okay.
Nice.
You didn't type that out on the notes, so I was completely...
I have it
pulling
up.
It from the ether of my etherness. There it is. You like action comedies? Try searching 43040.
Yeah.
That's the first one on the list. You like action, sci-fi, and fantasy? All is one?
Wait. I feel like something was a caveat. Does this only work in the Netflix on a browser?
I thought you used it last night on the Roku.
But remember when I did put it on the Roku, it didn't give us that many new options?
I didn't remember. I know it does work better on the internets.
Yeah, because when we were first talking about it, we thought, you know, a possible workaround for this, because we don't watch Netflix on our computer browsers, but you could.
Well, I mean, we don't.
We watched, I would say you and I watched Netflix exclusively through the Roku.
Pretty much. I did one stint when back in the ice storm a couple years ago when we were staying at your parents' house.
Yeah.
I watched it on my laptop.
That's true. That's true.
It's the only way I could, the only thing I could think of to do to not engage.
Yes. Thanks for bringing me back to that troubling time. No, if you could open Netflix on your computer in a web browser, you could enter one of
your phone.
Okay, on your phone too, but not through the Netflix app on your phone. Right. Is what I'm trying to emphasize.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I said.
All right. Enter the number into the for the code for the category you'd like to search into the search bar on the Netflix on the web browser, and then if you see something interesting.
Be interested.
Yep.
And that's the thing.
You can start playing it from there, then switch over to whatever device you like to watch Netflix on, and it's in your continue watching section
That's true. Or you could just use this, find the show, and then search for the actual title your Roku app or whatever, your smart TV, if in fact there is such a thing.
Yeah. You made a real douchey face when you said that.
I like to do that.
Yes.
I like to do that. It lets everybody know exactly how I feel when they watch me on the airwaves.
Yes. I met someone for the first time a couple of days ago, and she asked what I did, and I said, I'm a podcaster, and we continued to talk, and she was like, well, I'm going to have to watch your podcast now.
Excellent. You'd be like, you do that. And when you do, if you would go ahead and share your review with Conan O'Brien.
So yes, Netflix codes, netflix-codes.com. I'm so curious for the people to try it. And
martial arts movie, $89.85. Who doesn't like martial arts movies?
We've got action, adventure, anime. I guess these are the categories over here. Children, family movies, well, Christmas. Well,
there's categories and subcategories.
Yeah, romantic movies.
Like, let's just say you're into children and family movies.
Okay.
Well, maybe within that you're interested in education for kids, or movies based on children's books, movies for ages 8 to 10, TV cartoons.
That one has a long number.
Yes, or maybe Christmas is something you're thinking about. July's not that far off, and it's the second time we celebrate Christmas. Well, maybe you need British Christmas children and family films, or goofy Christmas children and family films, which in fact is a subgenre of British. That's not true. But they are both categories. I don't know, there's just a lot. What foreign movies. You like Asian action movies? Who doesn't? Belgian? I know everybody here is lined up around the corner waiting for those hot tickets.
There's a lot, you guys. There's so much on Netflix that we don't even know. And honestly, I have found, I think we maybe even mentioned this on a recent episode of Awesome Today, we're not watching that much Netflix right now. We're watching other platforms, and I kind of think it's because...
I've been watching the back of my own eyelids falling out.
Yeah. I kind of...
Oh, wow.
Something just fell to the ground upstairs.
Yep. That may have been one room separating from the rest of the residence. That was loud.
Yes. Netflix was starting to feel a little stale, if you will. If you will? What the heck?
If you will.
All right.
You ain't a redneck.
I am not a redneck, but I do play one on a podcast.
That's fair.
Hey.
Hey. Come on now. Why don't you?
Yep. Tonight, as we are recording, last night as you are listening, Sunday, March 26th, 2023, is the premiere. Wait, is this right? Yeah. Will you talk for a second?
Okay. About well, let me tell you about a time back in...
I hate to be wrong.
1933.
It drives me so crazy.
Well, here's the thing. That's not fitting for your personality.
I'm just mostly wrong.
Yeah. Maybe so. I'm the one that's supposed to get worked up about attention to details, not you.
Okay.
Now I ran out of things to say. You want me to eat that bag of polyfill over there?
We do have polyfill right here in the dining room needs it. AJ wants to take up crochet again, so we went to Michael's.
Wants to. She's been doing it.
She's been doing it. Am I an idiot? Yeah,
idiot. You're not an
idiot. Well, I'm not an idiot, but I did say something wrong.
Okay. You said Netflix codes?
No.
.org, and it's actually .com.
I put this in the Hangout group wrong. It actually is Yellow Jackets Season 2.
Mm-hmm.
It premiered on Friday night. I thought it was tonight for some reason.
Last Friday?
This just a couple of nights ago.
Yeah. But it's that'd be the last one.
Yes.
Unless you're listening to this on Saturday, and then it's two Fridays ago.
It's released episode by episode.
Oh, I hate that.
I knew you were going to hate it, which is like, I'm so conflicted. Do I watch it weekly and then rewatch it with you, which I would not mind, but how am I going to hold in all of my thoughts until you watch it?
Silly putty. Cream it in your ears and in your nose. It holds a lot of things in.
Anyway, I'm feeling very embarrassed of myself right now because I posted in the Hangout group that the premiere was tonight, Sunday night.
What you meant was you weren't going to be able to watch it Friday, so you would premiere it tonight.
Okay, good. That's
for anybody that wanted to wait to join you.
That's a great explanation.
So you'll watch it tonight.
Yes. Okay. Anyway, I'm so excited about Yellow Jackets. Mm-hmm. As you may recall, this was one of my favorite TV series last year. Season 2, Christina Ricci,
yeah.
Juliette Lewis.
You love Juliette Lewis.
I do, and she is brilliant in this. Mm-hmm. I do feel like she and Christina Ricci are both doing their, they've distilled into these characters the essence of what we know them for in their off-screen lives.
Well, they're older now. They don't have time for a bunch of bullshit. They're just like, this is who I am.
Yeah.
Acting schmacting.
Yes. The whole cast is just fantastic. Not to mention the mystery of it all.
Yeah.
The heart of the show.
Yeah, eating people.
It's so good. It's very brutal and very, like, visceral.
They had a psilocybin experience.
They did, yes. An accidental one.
Mm-hmm. Or was it?
So, it was a very good, very good show. I can't wait for season 2. Now I have to decide how do I watch it.
I think you should watch it on the phone and only while pooping.
That will be very confusing for our kids because they'll be like, why is mom always...
Why does mom curse a lot from the bathroom? That, my son, I don't know. But don't go in there.
Any other things to watch?
Not that come to mind for me. No, good. Nice dead air moment there.
That was it as long as our one last?
It was not week. Quite. I interrupted a little bit more quickly, and I wasn't trying to win on that one.
I was going through my mind, everything in my life is still in the Taylor bubble.
So I know.
I have watched a lot of YouTube this week, but it is all Taylor-centric, and I think people might be starting to tire. So.
The thing is, you also don't watch it on a quiet volume.
My YouTubery?
Yeah. I heard whatever it was you were watching this morning, in the wee hours of this morning, I was in my office with the door closed, and I couldn't hear myself think you were blaring something aggressively.
I can't say it out loud because people are trying not to. Well, I guess I can say it because this is never going to happen on the tour again. Okay.
Well, don't spoil anything for anyone.
No. This is
no. I said no.
This is not a spoiler. This is not a spoiler. You done? Okay, good. Now you're done. This is not a spoiler. This is a true fact that everybody knows. It's not spoiling anything. There is one song per night of the tour, the Eras Tour by Taylor Swift, that is called the surprise song. And she is performing that song only once the entire tour that night. Okay? Now, there are some songs that have already been done.
Yes. They'll never be done again.
They will never be done again.
Ever.
If you are going to the Eras Tour and you do not want to be spoiled about what any of the surprise songs are, you need to skip ahead like 30 seconds starting right now. Okay, ready? Go. Now, last night in Vegas, this was the Saturday night show in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
She performed a song called Cowboy Like Me. And she brought onto stage to sing duet with her this song, one Mr. Marcus Mumford.
Yes.
That's what I was...
Neither of whom, she nor he, are cowboys.
But the song is really great, okay?
I'm sure that's right.
Also, on the album, he provided the background vocals on it, and then she brings him out on stage to perform the full duet. The performance is chill bump inducing. I was listening to it, and it was loud, and I make no apology. And I will watch it again repeatedly.
I once sang a song from the perspective of a pregnant teenage girl. It doesn't make me one.
No one liked it.
Everyone loved it. I never have performed it again either. Taylor stole that means of presentation from me. Yes.
So that is what I was listening to, and the volume was loud. And maybe you'll watch it with me later.
My guest singer was a basset hound.
Okay. Oh, no wonder no one liked it.
Oh, they loved it. You weren't there. You weren't born yet.
Okay. That's good. Let's keep the dead air going.
You didn't know what to do with that. You're like, damn, he's right.
Yes.
Again.
So, yeah. That's all my YouTube read for the week.
What'd you read?
All of my reading has mm-hmm. to do
Otis
with...
Otis Redding? Otis Reading.
All of my
reading. By the Dock of the Bay?
Yep, that was what I was doing.
I listened. I didn't have a listen earlier. I did listen because it came up on my playlist a couple times this week to Otis Redding, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. It's a great song.
It's a great song.
It's a little depressing, but it's all right.
It's okay. I've been doing background reading on Taylor Swift's songs because I've
and a few people that we've considered employing.
Oh, you mean like...
background checks, yes.
Okay. I was so confused. I'm going to be compiling some posts for my new project, Bejeweled.
Okay. Compiling them?
Yes.
It's very official.
It is official. I'm a GD professional. I've been doing this for a long time.
You just dropped the... You GD'd it.
So I've been going in and looking at the story behind lyrics to songs that will be performed on the Eras Tour. And did you know that in one of her songs off of Folklore, it's called Happiness... No, wait, it's on Evermore.
You lost me at hello.
There's a song called Happiness where she makes a Great Gatsby reference.
Okay. I think I did know that, but mainly because you brought that up before we started recording.
Multiple times.
Yes. Gatsby, Gatsby. That's how you said it. Kind of like when I was like, CNET has interesting shit. That's how you were with this. Yes. Taylor has Gatsby.
Okay, well, in the song lyric, she says...
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When did all our lessons start to look like weapons pointed at my deepest hurt? I hope she'll be a beautiful fool who takes my spot next to you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the reference, beautiful fool, there?
I don't, but I do have Robert Redford's number and I can call him. Because wasn't he the who played the character?
In the 1970s version,
yeah, yes. Well, that's the only version that matters.
I beg to differ.
Well, you can beg all you want. There's, it doesn't change the truth.
There's a...
Start begging.
There's a version from either the... late 90s or early 2000s where Paul Rudd, Paul Rudd plays Nick Carraway. That's my personal favorite version. It's not a good adaptation.
No. You just...
The Paul Ruddery of it
all. Desperately wish I was Paul Rudd or that I would die so you could stalk Paul Rudd. One of the two.
I mean, if you do die, I will stalk Paul Rudd, but I'm not like waiting for that day to happen.
Indeed, you're not. I was going to say, could you at least wait because you haven't been... I keep getting calls from the Rudd Empire. Could you get her out of the shrubbery?
What I love about Paul Rudd's interpretation of Nick Carraway
mm-hmm.
is I have always read Nick's character. He's, of course, the narrator of The Great Gatsby, as this extremely socially awkward character. He comes from Chicago to Long Island, to the sort of like Hamptons upper class crowd.
Upper crustalon.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was going to say. And I feel like Paul Rudd is the one actor who I've seen interpret that just genuine awkwardness and feeling like a fish out of water throughout the film in that adaptation.
See, and I liked the way Redford played it.
But he plays Gatsby, not Nick Carraway.
That's true.
Yes.
Anyway, whatever. You plainly didn't want to hear what I had to say, so let's move on.
I just wanted to make sure we were all on the same page. Robert Redford was by far the best looking Gatsby.
Well, he's a beautiful man.
Yes. Let's keep doing it.
I keep waiting to see if you'll step in, and you don't. You're sabotaging your own today. It's not so awesome any longer.
To go back to the song lyric, Beautiful Fool references the moment in The Great Gatsby where Daisy Buchanan, referring to her daughter, her daughter's two at the time of the story, mm-hmm. but she's telling her cousin, Nick Carraway, that when her daughter was born, she said, I hope she'll be a fool. That's the best thing a woman can be in this world, is a beautiful fool. Kind of really expressing the jadedness that Daisy has about the experience of the American woman in the 1920s
okay.
America.
How was she wrong? What? Don't hit me. Stop. Ow.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I just have had a lot of fun reading and exploring different Taylor lyrics and matching up literary references, geographical references.
Biological references.
Okay, yes, all kinds of stuff.
Chemistry.
There's probably chemistry in there.
Probably.
Somehow, some way. Pop culture references. Listening wise.
Mm-hmm. I thought we already did that.
We didn't.
I told you I listened to Otis Redding.
Yes. Watch Re Listen Lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else of note?
I don't know. You're all out of order now. I can't focus. You're out of order.
You're out of order.
Your Honor.
Oh my gosh. I forgot one watch that did mm-hmm. you did accidentally do.
I did?
Yeah. The other night I put it on The Good Wife.
Mm. Yeah.
And then I promptly fell asleep.
You did.
And you were up almost, or maybe it was the whole night.
That was a bizarre.
That was your all-nighter night.
For the life of me, I could not fall asleep. I just laid in bed watching The Good Wife until 3 a.m, and I was like, well, screw it. I guess I'll get up and go to work. And so I did.
I think that was like maybe last Sunday night.
It's possible. It was definitely sometime in the last, yeah. since we recorded.
Yeah. Anyway.
I hadn't even found CNET yet for some interesting shit to look at.
Exactly. I like Spotify.
Yeah.
You like Spotify. Spotify has introduced a new feature
mm-hmm.
called DJ.
Yes. I'm not a fan.
It's AI powered.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is you get your own personalized DJ who, based on your Spotify usage, creates a listening experience for you. Now, I want you to hold your thoughts because I know you're not a fan. I think I like it. And here's why.
Because you like to judge people and you're like, no Spotify DJ, you idiot.
No.
You got that one all wrong.
Here's what I like.
My kids listened to it while they were doing dishes. It wasn't me. They used my account.
That's generally true, yes.
Yeah, it is.
What I like about the DJ experience is you do feel like you're listening to the radio again because you're not actively choosing the songs that he picks to play for you. My DJ is a guy. I don't know if they are all the same.
That's a good question, and I'm curious because I feel like if they really wanted to pretend like they know you, which they do because they harvest all your data and things, they could at least pair like the kind of voice that fit you.
Yeah, I know. That's interesting. Good point.
Because as I listened to yours earlier, I was like, I would never, that is not a radio station I've ever listened to. I have right. never found myself in a place where that's what the DJ sounds like.
Okay, that's an interesting point. I hadn't thought about it that way. What I do like is that they do use your Spotify listens. And so they give you a category to start with. And so he started with, here's what you've been listening to a lot lately. And they started playing like Taylor Swift.
Yeah, so of course he won. Of course he loved it.
Yeah. But if you don't like... Because he'll play like three or four
songs. If you don't
like
Harry Styles, what does he do?
Well, you just need to skip ahead, and then that okay. kind of it goes into your whole...
I'm asking for a friend.
Okay. It goes into the experience that you skipped that Harry Styles song, and so then theoretically, the AI is like, okay, maybe not so much Harry Styles. But what I really appreciate is that it gives you a category of songs. Let's just say it is songs that you've been enjoying lately. And mm-hmm. they'll give you like three or four songs out of that. And then it moves ahead to another category. So yesterday I was listening to Spotify DJ while I was cleaning house. And my DJ brought up a category called songs for baking. And I was like, what kind of baking are you right. talking about here?
Getting baked on.
Right. But no, it was actual songs that people put on their playlists that they listen to while they're baking. Well, I was cleaning house, so I was in no mood for mellow, acoustic singer-songwriter. I needed upbeat. I needed energy. So they do give you the choice to tap a button on the screen, that your DJ button, and he will, if you don't like what he's playing, he will just completely change the whole category and be like, okay, all right, moving on.
Well, I would hope. Is the button shaped like a middle finger?
No, but that would be a good ad.
It would be.
For Spotify.
You can have that one for free Spotify, but after that, you owe me royalties.
Okay. They will also sometimes play you music from a specific time in your life. For example, yesterday, he also was like, let's go back in time to what you loved listening to in 2018.
Oh, that's invasive.
I like it. I feel known. I've felt known by Spotify for a long time, so I feel like this is extending my Spotify love affair.
I like a little more anonymity than that.
You definitely do. So one thing that I do have to criticize, I have listened to Spotify via my DJ for hours and hours at this point. There are two artists that I'm calling bullshit because they have played nothing from them. Mm-hmm. The first one is one Mr. Nathaniel Rateliff.
Nathaniel Penelope Rateliff.
That's definitely the only middle name that works there, right?
Yep. And he wears it very masculinely.
I think his middle name's actually David.
No, it's Penelope. It's a P name.
Okay. Nathaniel P. Rateliff.
Yeah.
I am furious because if anybody should know how much I love Nate Rateliff and listen to his songs. Like, once I start listening to, I can't listen to just one Nate song.
Right.
I listen to one, and then I'm listening to the whole discography for, like, weeks.
I was going to add for weeks, yes, if you didn't. Yeah.
Yes. The other one is Steve Lacy, who was a discovery of mine last year with his Gemini Rights album. That's not his first album, but that's the one I started listening to.
Because you're a Gemini?
Absolutely, and so is he. So I feel like, mm-hmm, we are deeply connected. And he mentions the mercurial aspect of the Gemini nature.
He said the same when I spoke with him.
Yes.
As he was also like, and could you get her to stay out of the shrubberies in front of the house?
I'm just so, I can almost see, like, all right, I can get that, you know, Steve Lacy is a newer discovery of mine. I have listened to his album a lot, so it seems unusual that it hasn't come up yet. But there is no excuse for no Nate Rateliff.
That's
hours
true.
And hours into my personalized listening
That's
experience.
True. I get offered Nate Rateliff things because my device was near yours, as that's
right?
All that was playing.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like that's one of my missions in the world. Like, if you as a human being come close to my energy orbit,
you're going to be nated on?
Yep. That's exactly right.
Yeah. I'll make you this promise, this solemn pledge.
Okay. Let's shake on it.
When I hit our first $100 million,
yes,
I will pay for Nate to come give you a private concert.
Okay.
But you still have to sit behind velvet ropes and keep your clothes on.
Okay, that's a deal.
There are stipulations.
All right, thank you.
It's not that private of a concert.
Right.
And stay out of these shrubberies. I'm tired of getting the calls.
Okay. It's too cold in Colorado to be in anyone's shrubberies.
That's not entirely true. Don't ask me how I know.
All right. Yesterday we were chit-chattering away.
Wait, we got one big lifestyle before you get into these.
Oh.
I'm assuming everybody knows who Awesome Julie is.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's on the main show.
Yeah.
Julie Tupperman.
Her daughter just basically outspelled all of Canada, mm-hmm, in a spelling bee. Mm-hmm. She felt bad. There were a couple kids there from pretty rough backgrounds, and so she threw the spelling bee to let them place ahead of her.
Like
she landed in third, right?
She landed third.
Out of mercy for others.
Of course.
And I feel like that's pretty awesome and worthy of celebration.
Yeah.
Both that she's technically in first place and that she, like, gave the nod to somebody that needed it.
I thought you were going to share what you said about the word that she was out on.
Well, it's a word that only pretentious a-holes use. So, of course, you can't expect a child to know how to spell that word.
Of course.
Especially if that child's not a pretentious a-hole.
Yeah, she's not.
I would assume not.
Yeah.
I would assume not.
I don't even know how to pronounce the word. It's injurious?
Yes, injurious. Yeah.
Injurious.
I know how to spell it, but I'm not flexing or anything. I'm not Canadian, so it's okay.
But you are a pretentious a-hole.
Yes, I absolutely am. And how injurious of you to say that.
Okay. Yesterday.
Yeah.
We were speaking to each other.
We do that, like, twice a week, once when we record, and then one other time just so the kids don't get suspicious that you're more focused on trying to find who you're going to marry when I'm dead.
That I've been out in the shrubbery.
In the shrubbery.
That'd be a good euphemism for stalking someone as their next prey. And I believe that it was you who called me, and just referencing something, you know, referred to me as Chiefy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we remarked upon what I even said. I couldn't even be mad. I started laughing. I was like, that's such a great insult.
It's insulting. It's scathing, but it's also a bit humorous.
I feel like it's the... I feel like it's the parallel to the thumbs down when someone's being a bad driver.
Yeah, and it's the equivalency of, like, when somebody's taken a wrong path as though they're the expert.
Yeah.
Like, you're in the vehicle and Pawpaw wants to pull out the atlas to find the way, and you're like, hold on there, Indiana Jones. Let's consult with Google Maps or something.
Yeah.
Chiefy's the same way.
Yes.
And I know this firsthand because this was a word that was used on me when I was a young fledgling football coach.
Yes, that's right. That's where it came from.
I was pretty cocksure of myself and felt like I had all the answers. And I hadn't hardly been there yet. And that one was thrown out on me. And it was effective. It both made me laugh and pissed me off quite profoundly. It was injurious, if I may.
I didn't put this in the notes, but when you said cocksure, it reminded me of something that happened today as well.
Well, let's not talk about that.
Just bear with, because you were there. You were part of this.
I know. That's why I'm saying. Let's have a little bit of family dignity.
This is an undignified thing I'm about to tell you all. And Kyle doesn't even believe I'm going to actually tell this story, but it's true. When I woke up this morning, not when I woke up, no. A few hours into waking up, the general cacophony of noise and overstimulation and constant interruption of me
was injurious.
And so I had come downstairs and I was in something of a foul mood.
Yes, you don't say.
Because I just was so bothered and tired of being bothered and interrupted. Mm-hmm. And you had come through the room and asked a very innocent, gentle, loving question, as people experience you to ask
you
questions.
You got all chiefy about it.
Yes. I was... how would you describe me?
A raging a-hole?
I don't know about raging.
Well, you asked and I told you. Accept it or don't.
Well, I just, I wasn't
it's yelling. Rare. It's rare
I wasn't
for you
yelling.
To be that kind of person.
Okay.
That's what you were, though.
I was unpleasant. Again, I had lost my inner pleasantness.
Mm-hmm.
And you were like, okay, bye-bye. I'll be seeing you later. Mm-hmm. So then I took a bath. Cleaned up.
What'd you do in there?
I put on some fresh clothes. I put on a little makeup and some deodorant.
Mm-hmm.
And once all of that was complete, I texted you that I had, in fact, washed my cooch.
Yeah.
And centered my spirit.
Because the two are connected.
They are connected for me.
Yeah. I wasn't saying they're not. I was saying they are.
Yes. And that I was in a much better mood and would be happy to sit and visit if you were ready. And what I want everyone to know is that Siri was appalled.
Yes.
That I was trying to type the word cooch. And she was giving me every single rando alternative in autocorrect.
What was your favorite of everything that she suggested
the
you
last
surely
one,
meant instead?
The last one where I almost threw my brand new phone was cookhouse.
Yes.
What the hell is a cookhouse?
I just washed up my cookhouse. You want to get together now? That's better than Chiefy. I'm going to start talking about washing my cookhouse.
I was like, Siri, never in my life have I even said the word cookhouse, let alone typed it in my phone enough that you're auto-correcting it.
We've said it so many times now in this episode. Your next four TikToks are going to be about a cookhouse.
Obviously, clearly. So that is my undignified story on myself. You didn't believe I would tell it on air.
I didn't. In fact, I was so sure you wouldn't. I even forgot we talked about it until you brought it up again.
You're going to have to tell the story of this next thing because I don't remember it.
Really?
We just did. It was in the kitchen.
Yeah. So you have a... We all have things that we have a complex about.
Yes.
And we fail at them, whatever that thing is, only because we believe that we will.
Yeah.
We've decided I am unable to do whatever thing. And so every time we attempt it, like for me, it's gravy.
Oh, yes.
My gosh. You talk about the white something whale. That will piss me off. I can make no freaking humility needed. I can make some really good food.
Yes.
And I do so on the regular. And I have yet to make a proper gravy that's, I can nail the flavor,
yeah,
but it's gelatinous. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I can nail the viscosity, the all of that, but then it's like, this just tastes like a mouthful of flour. Mm-hmm. The only one that I've ever made that had a good flavor and a nice texture, I completely botched the gig and made it, instead of flour, I'd accidentally used powdered sugar, and it was delicious. Yes. But that's, I can't make gravy. You have a thing.
My thing, I have two things. The first one is chicken, especially chicken on the bone.
I hate,
I can't,
it's
do
not
chicken,
even real food.
I cannot cook chicken on the bone to save my very life. But the other one that I've attempted more, and that inspires the same amount of rage,
yes,
and confusion and agony.
It's the only reason to have gravy.
Is potatoes.
Potatoes.
White potatoes.
Yeah.
I can cook a sweet potato just fine.
Yeah.
The white
potato. You can make a baked potato.
No, I can't.
Yes, you have.
No. Have. Every attempt of mine to make a baked potato. Baked potatoes are the worst for me.
I disagree.
If it's
I've eaten every potato you've ever made and pretended like it was good in the moment. And I'm telling you, your baked potatoes ain't bad.
I don't even remember the last time I made baked potatoes, so I'm going to have to take your word on it.
It's okay.
And the rub of it all is, I don't even like potatoes.
Yeah, you just make them for other people.
Yes.
I love gravy. I can't make gravy for myself. I'm like, oh, look, I made a 7-course meal. I guess it's time to go to Brahms and get some gravy. Do they have it at the Quick Mart?
Actually, Brahms white gravy is pretty
great. It's pretty tasty.
It's made from a mix. You know that, right?
It has to be.
Yeah. So potato maiming is a thing.
Yes. That's how you view it, potato maiming. I can make different kinds of potatoes. And one of the things that all the people love is I will very tiny cubes,
yes,
of potatoes and fry those up. So they're like those crispy French fry nubbins in the bottom of the...
Yeah.
Of the French fry,
so
paper or box or whatever you get your French fries in, tub,
yeah, tub,
old
tub
shirt, whatever you pack your fries into, pockets,
yeah,
zipper pockets preferably.
Well, if you're Napoleon Dynamite,
yeah, cargo style on the shorts or pants.
Yeah,
that's
true.
You got a new phone. You said
I have a new phone.
You did it. What is it? The iPhone 2000. What is it?
Also known as the iPhone 14 Pro Max.
14 Pro Max. What does it do?
Well, a couple of things. All of the things.
It watches Taylor Swift videos.
Yes, and TikToks.
And TikToks, and it keeps me entertained while I poo.
Yes.
And it retypes my cooch.
It was this phone that did that,
yes,
too, by the
yes,
way.
Yes, it's your cookhouse phone.
Yeah, my cookhouse phone. First of all, the 14s do this thing where they do it's called always on feature. So you lay your phone down, which I'm showing you right now.
Mm-hmm.
You lay it down, and instead of the screen going all the way to black, it just goes to like a...
It just went black.
No, okay, look, I'm going to put it over here where you can see. It goes to a sort of shadowed, faded out screen. Hang on, it's going to do it in just a second. Again, wildly entertaining. And it just
Why
feels
is
like
it
that.
Scrolling through all your passwords now?
No, it's... Not.
Is it uploading them to a neighbor?
Yes, it okay. is, definitely. But that's, so the phone just stays like that. So if you are a person who, you know, likes to glance at your phone for the time, for example, I have the weather on mine because that's the kind of nerd I am on my home screen. It shows you just like a shadow, like a grayed out version of your home screen.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you can see whatever you've got there. I like it for the time.
Have you checked on CNET to see what the battery time of the phone is?
Oh my gosh, I should just do a big search on CNET for iPhone
battery
14.
Life.
Yeah, tips and tricks.
And potato maiming.
Basically, yes. The main reason I did get the 14 Pro Max
mm-hmm. is for Taylor.
For the camera situation. I mm-hmm. will be using it at the Taylor concert.
Yeah.
The video and camera situation.
I dare you to take a poop at the concert and watch the concert on your phone.
No.
Public pooping is the best.
Have you ever pooped in the Dallas Cowboys Stadium?
Well, proper, yes, 50-yard line, but that's a whole different story.
Okay. So, I do have a new iPhone. I am planning to use it at the concert. I'm very excited for the camera and video features because video becoming more and more important part of the content for Sword Awesome Media.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All of those things.
You keep referencing that show on this show. What is this of which you speak? Sword Awesome?
Sword Awesome Podcast.
Okay.
It's a weekly lifestyle podcast for women.
Oh.
And it's also the parent company of this show that you're listening to right now.
Can boys listen to?
Boys can listen.
Okay.
They may not find it as scintillating as awesome today.
Big spoiler alert. I've been looking for a good lippy. Is this a place where I could find one?
Boy, do I have the connection for you.
Actually, you have a whole drawer upstairs.
I was going to say, let's go look at my drawer.
I can completely bypass all electronic advice and just go have a free-for-all up there. Come out looking like I'm painted for war.
Yes, indeed. Now, speaking of Taylor,
yes.
It's very important to note.
Yes.
Everyone.
She's friends with Nate.
Oh, my God.
What if he's the guest for one of the special one-time-only performances?
Oh, my God. My soul would leave my body.
It just did a little.
I'm literally in tears thinking about it. I don't think they even know each other, but I would pass. I would cease to exist on this earth.
Oh, my word. So let's hope that doesn't happen.
I'm going into the concert with absolutely no expectation around what that surprise song is.
Okay.
I really just want to be happy for whatever it is. And if she does bring in a special guest, all the better. But even if it's Taylor performing this.
What if it's Tom Jones and they sing it's Not Unusual?
No, she just left Vegas, so that's... Well, wait.
Hey, Tom travels.
Yeah, Friday and Saturday nights.
Tom travels.
Yeah, barely. He's getting up there in age.
Well, I mean...
He likes his Vegas residency.
It's preferable.
Is it still going on, do you think?
I would have to imagine it is. Who could ever let him stop singing?
Yes. I'm...
It would be unusual if he did.
It would
and then
be
he'd
unusual.
Have to cancel that song.
I will be gone for 4 days.
You didn't clear that, by the way.
That was months ago that we talked about.
You didn't
this.
Clear 4 days.
Okay. How are you feeling about your solo parenting that's coming up?
I'm leaving. So I guess talk to whatever kids are watching the other kids. I don't. You figure that out.
Do you feel excited, nervous, scared?
The last time you left for a prolonged number of days, 2 days in a row, using the dish scrubber, I had to scrub human feces off of two humans in a shower. 2 days in a row, and they didn't make the feces in the shower. They got naked in the backyard, made the feces, smeared it all over each other. It was the twins.
Yeah. I mean, for what it's worth, that was 7 years ago, so...
You don't think they've thought up some more wild shit to do since then? Like, listen, we can't not outdo ourselves. It'd be irresponsible.
If you are...
Who will want me now? That's been a constant theme, lifestyle for us this thing. Who will want you now? It's such a great phrase.
Yes, you've been using that just with...
You've been begging me to.
I love it. It makes me laugh every single time. Especially the voice that you use when you say it. If you are the praying kind of person, do offer a prayer for Kyle and the children who shall be left here in Oklahoma City as I'm off having my...
Or start a GoFundMe to get a nanny to come in. Either way, sometimes money speaks louder than prayers. I probably already have in another life, and I need to find that guy.
It's going to be great. It's going to be fine.
It's fine.
Our kids are so much more self-sufficient than they have been.
They've always been more self-sufficient when you're not here, but they also have always found much more terrible things to quote-unquote accidentally do while you're gone than when you're here.
Yeah. Why is that, do you think?
I don't know. Maybe because I don't pay attention. I don't know. I wasn't paying attention, so I couldn't tell you.
Oh, that's all I have for this week. I'm just vibrating with excitement.
Do you have anything around the Gateways tapes and the meditations and stuff? Anything there?
I will say that I have continued. I am now using the app more than the original Gateway tapes. Although, I do want to go back and refresh and go go through those early meditations again and do like some of the Focus 15 meditations again. They're so fantastic. But
well, I was going to ask, because I can't remember.
Yeah.
Was your first exposure to Focus 15, was that this week or was it prior to the last episode?
Prior to the last one.
And have you done...
I haven't done any since.
Oh, so it was really good.
It was really good, but it's almost like the app is, it's kind of like a double-edged sword, because I have been
using... Because it's sharp on both sides?
Yep, that's why. I've been using the HemiSync app every night to go to sleep,
okay.
And it is so fantastic. I mean, I just... I use my Music Cozy, which has the stereo headphones in it.
Yes, yes.
There's this specific sound that the Monroe Institute uses to kind of activate hemisphere syncing.
At the very beginning?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And it sounds like as if somebody took, you know when you go to the dentist, which is not a pleasant thought, I know.
And there's people screaming.
No. You know how there's like
I wasn't under yet, stop molesting me.
You know how the dentist uses that, or it's usually the hygienist uses that like little air blower tool. You know what I'm talking about? It's like very concentrated air.
I know the sucker.
Like, not the sucker.
Why are your hands in my mouth?
I'm like trying to do this to
I don't
your
like
mouth.
That.
No. It's the blower.
I don't go to the dentist. Okay. I don't have teeth, anybody that wondered.
Well, I've had many fillings in my life, and they use that little blower thing. It's like that sound, and it's like swirling all around in your brain.
Okay.
And it sounds like your brain is getting a detail, like a car detailing job, like okay. That level of cleaning.
Your brain is a dentist's car, and it's getting cleaned.
I'm not describing this in the way that I experience it.
It sounds delightful.
I love...
I wish I could be a dentist's car.
I love that sound so much. I love the meditations that are on the HemiSync app so much that's all I've been using. So that's the right. Bad part of it.
I'm a dum-dum. This isn't a mystery to you. Don't look at me like, what? You don't have to pretend for me.
You're not a dum-dum. But
I'm a dum-dum about some things. So I can get on there and I can go to the custom area where you can pick...
Yeah.
Whatever frequency you want to listen to, you can overlay that with other noises. And that's predominantly what I've been doing. But then the other day I was like, now, you know what? I'd like a guided meditation towards a thing. And as I started to go through the app, I was like, I feel more lost than I've ever been. I'll never meditate my way to freedom in this area because I can't find a way to do it. Well, you're frowning at me now. I couldn't find topically what I was looking for. Every time I picked and went to a category, there was no listing there. It was just the title heading and then nothing there. So
well,
I don't know. I need a babysitter.
Okay, when we get off mic, we're gonna open your app and we're gonna look and see what the problem is.
Well, that sounds sexy.
Yep.
Come here, boy. I'm gonna open your app to see what your problem is. That's terrible. Someone should cancel the show. Or at least your co-host.
Oh my gosh. Okay, but for real. That's all I have.
That's all you have. Okay, yes. Okay. Well, hey, all you chiefies out there, have an awesome today, would you?
Please do.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.